Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'd like to take a moment just in the beginning of the broadcast to wish you a very blessed Thanksgiving. Whatever you have done or are doing today, whether you're listening in the evening through the radio broadcast or perhaps on the website through the internet, I pray that it's been a very special time for you. Most of all, a time with the Lord where you've been able to express to Him your love and appreciation for all that He has done for us. Amen. Praise God. This week I've been sharing a message entitled, All Things Are Yours, based on some wonderful scriptures, specifically 2 Peter 1 and 3, where Peter says, all things have been given to us, according to His divine power, all things that pertain to life and godliness. And there's a scripture in Zechariah, the 8th chapter, verses 11 through 12, where he says, the Lord does, I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all things. In Revelation, verse 7 of chapter 21, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Amazing what God has for us. So, beloved, what should be our response, not just at this time of Thanksgiving, this holiday season, but throughout our entire Christian experience? We should have a grateful heart, a thankful heart. Philippians 2 and 14 says, do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Ephesians 5 and 20 says, we're to give thanks, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, in spite of everything, in spite of how this where this world is headed, we can be grateful and thankful because we see we're spiritual people, we're spiritual men, we understand all things. That's the scripture I opened with as we began this message. The spiritual man understands all things. That's found in Proverbs, the 28th chapter, verse 5, it says, they that seek the Lord understand all things. And then in 1 Corinthians 2:15, he that is spiritual judgeth all things. We can know the things of God, and He has given to us freely all things because we are His and because He loves us. And so what then is our response? Certainly, it should be not only thankfulness, but as the Lord, since we're His children, we should be ministers of love. 1 Corinthians 14 and 26 says, let all things be done unto edifying. And we know in that beautiful love chapter of 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7, exhorts us to bear all things. That's what love does. Love believes all things. Love hopeth all things. And love endureth all things. Because we're children of our Heavenly Father, we have godliness imputed to us, which means pious, devout, divine. That anointing, 1 John 2:27 declares, that anointing you have received of Him abideth in you. In other words, it remains with us. He doesn't give it and take it away, but that as that same anointing teacheth you of all things and is truth and is no lie. Beloved, we have great spiritual wealth. We have an abundance of grace. we can prosper in all things. It is, John says, God's will for us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. And you might be trying to understand and lay hold and apprehend, because these are really, they stagger the imagination in terms of what God has for us. But even though we are in this world, we're not of it. Jesus said we are in the world, and because we're in the world, we shall have tribulation. But what does he declare? To be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. He is our elder brother. You know, these are very familiar scriptures that I've been sharing with you, and yet when you really hear with the ears of the spiritual man, it opens up vistas and possibilities that are almost overwhelming. Romans 8 and 32 says, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Praise God. And while that refers to that glorious inheritance which is reserved for us in heaven and when we are with the Lord, yet the promises he has given for this present life, now we just see through a glass darkly. Now we don't grasp everything perfectly, but a time is coming when we will see face to face that marvelous promise of Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. No matter what we experience, God enables everything that we go through, because the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. He is able to redeem every experience. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8 says, and God is able. He's able, beloved. He is willing. He has all ability to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. I'm just going to have to share that again. God is able, beloved, to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always. What does that mean? There's not a time that you would experience that wouldn't happen. You, beloved, will always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Beloved, I guess what I'm trying to say, and the purpose of this message, is to enable you to live more and more with that eternal perspective, that it doesn't matter what we face in this life, the inner spiritual state of man, that understanding and that perspective that you have in your spirit man, that is what is preeminent. That is the thing that matters. That will enable you to walk in victory, because you know all things are yours. You know that God has given you everything that pertains to this life and to godliness. Beloved, there is nothing he has omitted. There's nothing he's overlooked. There's nothing he hasn't taken into consideration. Beloved, whatever you stand in need of, he is your Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Let me share this scripture in 1 Timothy 6:6. I've shared a lot of scriptures, but they're powerful, amazing scriptures, as we can lay hold of what the Holy Spirit is putting into human language. And I'm going to share the Amplified Version. And it is indeed a source of immense profit. For godliness accompanied with contentment, that contentment, which is a sense of inward sufficiency, is great and abundant gain. And if that be the case, how can we not be thankful? Not just during this holiday season, not just during this season of Thanksgiving, but every day of our lives. Praise God. I'd like to just pause in the message, and with the Lord's help tomorrow, I'll just give a summary of what we've been sharing. But for now, I would like to pray. Lord, I do thank you that every person, as we meditate upon these scriptures, Lord, will have such a grateful heart that you loved us so much that you called us unto yourself. Lord, that in the ages to come, we'll see your glory. We will see you face to face. We will see the unlimited joy and pleasures that you have laid up for your family. But Lord, even now, let us manifest that understanding that will cause us to walk in that place in the Spirit where it is truly joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, only by your Spirit can you do this. I ask you to comfort, Lord, those that even may be alone at this time. Lord, there's times in my life I have been alone on Thanksgiving. But Lord, I know that you are more than able, you're more than sufficient to meet those needs. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you will do this for your glory. Amen and amen. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, Beloved, I am with you. Have I not said I will never leave you nor forsake you? And in the time when you feel most alone, turn your heart, turn your thoughts toward me, and you will feel the comforting of my presence. You will feel my everlasting arms uphold you, and I shall keep you from harm, and you shall know a security and a love that shall increase. The longer you walk with me, the longer you serve me, you shall know that I love you with an everlasting love that cannot be measured, and you shall rejoice, for you are mine, says the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, in the moments that remain, I do want to thank the Lord for his faithfulness to allow Unveil Christ Ministries to continue for 50 years. This is our Jubilee year. And probably this will be the last week that I will share with you our 50th Jubilee commemorative booklet, which is yours for the requesting, A Brief History in Words and in Photo of What the Lord Has Accomplished Through These Years of Ministry. And also, I'd like to extend to you, just for the requesting, on CD format, the Ministry Classics of my late husband, Reverend Neil Glass, in song and radio broadcast. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. Have a blessed Thanksgiving season. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,